Join us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, Newton Boys Head Track and Field Coach, Chad Jarvis. And Chad got down here to the end of the season, big meet Thursday at Pella, and kind of your thoughts. Came out with 7 automatic qualifiers, and now I think you're up to around 13 that are going on to state once you figure in the at-large.
Yep, that's correct. 13 is a real good number for us. We went into the district meet knowing that there would be a lot of close calls, and we got quite a few of those calls that really helped us get a lot more teams in. So that was neat, teams and individuals.
The district lineup, that was, you know, with Pella and Bondurant, Farrar and Grinnell, those were some pretty good teams.
Yeah, we had, in my opinion, and you could argue, I'm sure, you know, wherever you end up going, you always think it's the toughest, but I thought we had a really tough district, which is always good and bad. Good for the fact, you know, you're going to have fast teams, but bad because it kind of can hinder you a little bit to getting in. But our guys responded real well, ran through the line like they needed to, and we got quite a few at-large bids just by fighting through those last 10 meters and making sure we're getting good times when we end.
Were there any really surprises to you coming out of from the results on your team? You got a couple of firsts, you know. Of course, Nick has been doing good all year at the shot and discus, a double winner there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. My expectations are always high, so I don't know that we had any surprises. I knew where we were at. But we really did run well, about as well as we could have. You know, obviously you can nitpick things and say we could have done a little better here, a little better there. But in general, we ran really super well at the meet and got a lot of things in because of it.
Yeah, it was kind of windy too, and sometimes that can kind of play with the runners' minds, I would think, with the wind out there.
Yeah, well, we prepare for that. I'm just telling those guys, you know, we got to be ready for any situation, and if we are, then we'll be successful at the end of the year, and if we're not, then we won't be. And they were ready for anything. I mean, it was a nice day, but, you know, obviously not picture perfect, but, you know, everybody else got to deal with the wind too, so
yeah,
that's what I always tell them is when we get into those situations, we should be excited that it's not a great day because we're tougher than other teams. So we're going to still persevere in those tough times.
You had to, of course, fill in some spots due to Caden being out. How do you think that went? Did you think you made the right moves there?
Yeah. Well, there's no replacing Caden Klein. He's a stud, and more than that, just makes the right choices, does the right things, gets his teammates riled. So, impossible to replace him, but we did a real good job of making sure we maximized the amount of events we could get to the state meet for sure.
So as you have about almost a week to prepare for the state meet, kind of what's your practice schedule going to be like? I know it was late night last night, so you're going to work very hard today?
No, it won't be easy today, and probably for the rest of the week, just working them into a spot where their legs are feeling good and they're ready to go for state. The events are a lot more spread out, so hopefully times get better, but, you know, just making sure that they're feeling as good as they possibly can. They're already in shape. Now we just got to get their legs feeling good for that day at state.
Pretty healthy, you think, going into this?
I mean, there's always stuff going on, so our goal will be to get healthy over this next week.
Well, thanks for spending time with us. I know you got a lot going on, but best of luck coming up at the track meet.
Yep, thanks very much. Have a good one.
So, again, the head coach for the Newton Boys Track and Field Team, Chad Jarvis, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.